to the Single Rider Podcast, a podcast for those of us who would surely unmatch someone if their opinion of Figment differed from our own. I'm Casey, I'm your host, and I'm single. And look at this. It's 2 weeks later. I've put out a podcast. RJ should be so happy with me. He was asking me the other day about my podcast schedule, and he basically told me to humor him. And I was like, sure, 2 weeks, Tuesdays, great, got it. We'll see how long this lasts. Anyways, hello, welcome back. So today I'm doing something a little bit different. I had someone reach out to me and they sent me a message and they said, hey Casey, I'm loving the Single Rider Podcast. You're inspiring me to make moves towards online dating or just talking right now, I guess. For the first time, I have an episode idea, and that's to talk about the logistics of online dating. Making a good profile, funny profiles you've seen, terrible ones, red flags, etc. Even if you don't do an episode and you have tips, your girl needs them. So, hello, I'm here with tips. My biggest tip is don't do anything that I've ever done because somehow I always get some weirdo. But I do think that there are some things with online dating and profiles that I think could be helpful. And I am going to have my friend Mike from Harbor and Ball help me in just a little bit on the episode. And later in the episode, I do mention it with Mike that I sent a message to a couple guys that I've matched with over the years and that I'm like still friends with. And so I said to them, I'm doing some research for my podcast where I give people advice on dating profiles. Do you remember anything about my profile that intrigued you to swipe or anything you look for in profiles? And my favorite answers, of course, were, I can't think of anything specific, honestly. Just thought that you were so cute. Thank you so much. This is just a podcast where I say that people think I'm cute. Another guy said, I don't remember offhand. I believe you had a lot of Disney pictures, so I knew we'd have a connection there. I thought you were cute, and I think you talked about getting to know the person, which was important to me. I didn't want just a one-night stand, and I think your profile implied it wouldn't be that, if I remember correctly. And another guy said, just your friendly smile, and you seemed like you'd be up for meetings spontaneously. When I was there, I looked for someone friendly and not too wild. So thank you to all those guys for answering me. There's a couple more. I think there's one in the episode. And the other ones were just like, you're cute. Great. Love it. So I'm going to have this interview with Mike from Harbor and Ball. But after the interview, please stay tuned. There's some great content at the end of this episode. It might be actual footage from a Zoom date of mine. Who knows? You'll have to listen and find out. So without further ado, please welcome to the show, former guest, future ghost, my friend Mike from Harbor and Ball. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Casey. Very seasonal intro. I love it.
Thank you. We only had to do that twice to get it right. Maybe three times. I can't remember. Hi, Mike. I called upon you to get your help with some dating profile questions and etiquette because of all of our friends, I feel like we're the only ones trying to date or who use dating apps.
You're not wrong. But I'm glad to be back on the show and not sharing a diarrhea story this time. So this is a big relief for me.
Yeah, you've really been upgraded. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's an honor.
So I'm trying to give people tips on their dating profiles and like what to put in them, maybe what to talk about in them. So my first question to you is, do you read the profiles of the people that you're swiping on?
It really depends on the app. Like for Hinge, that's something where it's kind of made to read and kind of go through before you respond because It lets you respond to specific parts to it. Whereas like Tinder and Bumble, I think I'm more of just going off that first picture. If something catches my eye, then I'll tap into the bio, but it really just depends on which one I'm using.
Yeah. So I'm kind of the same way, definitely with Bumble and Tinder. Well, I'm not on Tinder and I'm really not on Bumble right now, but on those two apps, when I do use them, is I am swiping. And then when someone cute, you know, catches my eye, I pause and then look through their bio. And if they do not have anything on their bio, I get very upset. And I think you have to be very cute for me to go ahead and swipe on you, because I feel like it's lazy to not put anything in your bio.
Yes. And I feel like sometimes with those apps, because it's made for just swiping, something in the bio is definitely a decision maker for me. If I'm not totally sold on the picture, and that sounds super shallow, but they give you the text space, write something in there at least.
Exactly. Cause it makes it seem like you're not actually interested in, you know, participating in this. Like if you don't have 5 seconds to write something in your bio, I can only imagine how terrible the conversation would be.
It's already a terrible place to be. We're all miserable there on the app. Let's at least share some information.
Yeah. I like the funny bios. I mean, maybe not too funny. I just like I don't want someone making a bunch of jokes, because it's usually like a very like recycled joke that has been seen on other people's profiles. But I do like someone that is at least like maybe has a sense of humor, or maybe like just says something kind of funny in their bio.
Yeah, you shouldn't be workshopping your stand-up, but, you know, make it a little fun for the reader at least.
So going along with content in your bio, I'm going to read you what is in my Bumble bio right now, Mike. And I want you to tell me what you think.
Okay.
So say my photo was very eye-catching. And you're like, oh, I want to see more. Which right now my photo is like a very like colorful, bright photo. It is a full body shot. And it's at like an art installation. And so I think it's very interesting. So I think it's something that you might like click to see more, because it's just not, I think like having like bright colorful pictures definitely helps if that's kind of your brand your dating brand.
okay
but anyway, so here is my bio. I'm a former emo kid who loves cheesy themed entertainment podcasts and my cat Cupcake. Looking for someone who is good at texting and at least half as funny as me. I just moved here in June, so I'm still looking for takeout recommendations.
Was that all of it?
Well, that's the text part of my Bumble. So
okay. See, for me, that's good, because
go from that first, and then I'll read you my questions that I answered.
Okay, so I like that because, you know, we get past the obvious. Like we're all here looking for people to date. It lists stuff about you, but also kind of gives them the layup in terms of an icebreaker, because they can instantly recommend takeout. Or, you know, give you some items to discuss at least, because the hardest part of all these apps is that opening line, because that's where I hesitate 90% of the time.
Yeah. And the thing with this is Bumble. So it's up to me to have the opening line, but I'm still giving them a lot to be interested in. Like, I want you to know that I used to really like emo music, because that is still something that's part of my life. We can talk about my cat. We can talk about podcasts we like. We can talk about takeout. So I'm giving lots of little things that are easy conversation starters. I'm basically like handing them dating me on like a silver platter. Like it shouldn't be that hard. So yes. Then we'll go to the questions. And the first question is perfect first date. And I said via FaceTime. Second would be socially distant beers on a patio. So that's what I said for that one, because I want to like show that I am responsible with COVID and I'm not thinking of dating in a way that is not really plausible right now. So that's
I didn't even know we had questions on Bumble.
Yeah, there's questions. I mean, because you can choose your prompts. Have you not been on? Oh. What is wrong with you?
I have the bio and the pictures. I don't know. I thought that was a Hinge thing.
No, they got questions now. And uh-huh. they're very Hinge like. So the next one is the quickest way to my heart is ... And I said, bringing me a fountain Diet Dr. Pepper.
That is your brand.
Yeah. And then the third thing is I get way too excited about dot, dot, dot. And I said, me and my friends have an Animal Crossing podcast where we scream about our villagers asking to move. So that okay, is, yeah, that is obviously for the Animal Crossing people, which would be like two people.
It's a very popular game this year, but I do like all those responses because, again, it's more like looks in your personality and your interests. So you're giving them a lot to make conversation out of.
I'm giving you so much. So, okay. So that's my profile. So do you have any, would you have any notes for me?
No, I mean, you know, they're all, it's all really good stuff. The prompts are, you know, a big boost.
Yeah.
You know, I think, especially for Bumble, it's really more for the guy to have a good profile because you're, like you said, you're doing the initial icebreaker.
Yeah, I'm doing the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, so I think, you know, pictures plus a good text and prompts, I think that, you know, sets it up perfectly for you.
Yeah, so let's read your Bumble profile.
Oh, God. let's see. Polite and punctual, wears a mask, not the worst looking guy. Dad bod, dad jokes, not a dad. Looking for someone to complain about stuff with me. Indoorsy, likes binge TV and video games, goes to Disneyland a lot, but not right now. Vegetarian for the moment, but damn do I miss chicken nuggets. That's it.
That's it? Okay. Anyway. I do like the part about chicken nuggets.
My one and only love.
So with your profile, I like that you're being very COVID conscious. Yeah, very COVID.
Masks are important.
Yeah, masks are important. I feel like it could be jazzed up a little bit.
Okay.
The polite and punctual makes you seem like a nerd, and that's just me being.
I mean, I am.
That's true.
We met.
Yeah. That's just me being very trying to be very critical of your profile. It's just the polite and punctual makes it seem kind of nerdy. They're good traits to have. So I think maybe even putting that down a little bit, like putting the polite and punctual kind of more into the profile, like so that it's not the first thing you read. I'm just giving
Dad bod was the opener before. Then I added the polite and punctual after and just kind of put it at the top. So yeah. There's that.
Yeah. I remember because we were matched on Bumble for a while. And I remember your dad bod, but not a dad. And that's a relief. Like,
I mean, some people like that.
Sorry to all those dads out there, but oh well.
Married guys only, not dads. Got it.
I don't think my audience is dads, but yeah, I like the dad bod without, but not the dad. I think that's funny.
It sets the expectation on my out of shape body from COVID.
Yeah, I mean, in COVID, everybody has dad bods or worse.
Everyone, you know, for the foreseeable future, this is what you're getting. So.
Yeah, that's true. What are your pictures mostly Disney?
So I mean, most of my pictures are from photo shoots for Harbor and Ball.
Yeah.
So like the first picture, the lead one, I'm actually posing by the fountain outside of the Haunted Mansion, like New Orleans Square area, mm-hmm. where the kind of the overflow line is, if you know where that is in the park.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm in that wearing my Turn Off Your Flash shirt. So, you know, if you didn't know it was Disney, it just looks like a normal park.
Yeah. But anyone is like a Disney person would catch it.
Yeah, they would recognize it, but it's not like totally out in your face Disney.
Yeah.
I think the most Disney ones I have on the profile are me at Lamplight Lounge by the Pixar balls, like the shelf right in the kind of waiting area. And then me in line at Rise of the Resistance.
Nice.
Everything else is pretty nondescript or non-Disney.
That's good. Since this is a theme park dating podcast, and essentially the people that would be taking our advice would probably be theme park people. What is your opinion on someone's profile who has all theme park photos? Do you like a mix? Does one outweigh the other?
I think for me, it really doesn't matter. You know, if anyone knows me before, in the before times, I was at the park every week anyway. So I don't think the location really matters to me, but that's with an obvious bias because most of my pics are at Disney. So,
yeah,
you know, that's really the only time I take pictures.
Yeah, same.
You know, work isn't really a place for selfies for me. So, I don't think it matters. It shows that they like Disney, which is appealing to me. So I don't have to explain why I'm a grown man in my 30s going to Disney all the time.
Yeah, like mine is 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 6 photos are taken at a theme park. And yeah, I mean, it's just the thing that's where I take photos. So one thing that I did to prepare for like researching for this is I asked 6 men that I have become friends with who once swiped on me. So the way we met was through a dating app.
Okay.
So I asked them if they remember anything about like why they swiped on me, or if they have any like tips or like advice, like things that they look for in a profile. A lot of them say, like one of them said, I don't think you had any of those highly edited and shot Insta wall photos that look like a photo shoot rather than a vacation shot. I felt like your true self came off in your photos and you looked real. I get a lot of profiles of people who say they love Disney and it shows, but it's like too much. Your profile came off like, duh, who doesn't like Disney, instead of OMG, I love Disney. So that was his kind of advice about photos when it comes to like Disney photos. And I feel like I've seen on Twitter and stuff, they don't like, some of them don't like the Disney girls, the Disney adults, but also you don't want that negativity in your life.
Yeah. I've had a few that I've matched with go right off the bat with, wow, like Disney much? Like, you know, I'm very upfront that I like Disney and I go to Disney a lot. Yeah. I don't think the best course of action is to dump on me instantly about it. You could have easily swiped the other way.
If someone were to say that to me, I would be annoyed by them and I wouldn't want to talk to them.
Yeah, they are unmatched shortly after.
Yeah, it's like I usually would give them the benefit of the doubt, but if they like are like, oh, well, I don't like Disney at all, I'd be like, okay, well, that's just not going to work for me. I think like what this guy was saying was like he starts to think that if a photo is like too good, then the person may not be real. Like it might just be that they're stealing this photo from an influencer. So if you are an influencer with great photos, maybe just tone it down.
Or if they have tips that I can use in my photos.
Yeah. Yeah. And like what I look for in a guy's profile is I like someone that has pictures in obviously multiple locations. It seems like some of these guys, it's like they just took 2 pictures at that exact moment. And then it was like, they never took a photo again. And so obviously like not everyone has, you know, opportunities to take photos all the time. But if you're going to be on a profile, you need to have at least 4 photos. I feel like
also with that, they need to have photos of just them.
Yeah.
Or to a point where we could tell who they are in that profile. Because you can't have like 6 group shots of the same people in those groups.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm
not going to know who you are.
Yeah, the group shot, it's like, I think this is him. I think that's... And I also, though, at that same point, I like having a group shot because it shows that you do have friends. It shows that you do, there are people that want to be around you and take a photo with you. So I would almost say like maybe 1 group shot is okay if it's like a reasonable amount of people, or it's just adding to the story.
Yeah, I have nothing against a group shot, but yeah, if your entire profile is group shots, that's going to
be... Yeah, then it's like, and especially if it's like, oh, a group shot of all men, it's like, great. I don't know which of you. It's like, unless like you are someone that is like, oh, I have a crazy red beard and glasses. And then it's like, okay, I can point you out in every photo. But if you are generic looking,
Yes.
You know, if you and all of your white friends take a photo together, I'm not going to be able to tell you apart. Because you'll just all be Chads to me.
But if it's also like the same four people in every photo, that's an issue too. Even if they all look different.
Yeah. Have you seen that a lot? Like, have you seen that a lot in women's photos? Like, too many group shots?
I've seen a couple profiles where it's, you know, they're all group shots. Or like you said, it's all just from like one day where everyone had a camera apparently and never again. It does come up a lot, and I get that, you know, to be fair, you know, some people maybe just don't take pictures a lot.
Yeah.
But that day was special to them. But yeah, I mean, I think for dating profiles, it's good to have some that show clearly who you are in that group.
Yeah. And what would you say also about like old photos? How old? That's what I'm asking. Like, what is too old of a photo to be posting on a dating profile?
I would say maybe 3 or 4 years would be like kind of the cutoff.
3 or 4 years. That's so many years.
It's generous, sure. But
that's very generous.
Like, I mean, especially like consider this year, like no one's going out and taking pictures. So
So that's very true. Like, all of my photos are within the last year. I went ahead and added a photo that was from summer 2019. So that's a little bit further out than I would like to be. But it was a cute photo, so I kept it. But all of the rest of them are, let's see, December of 2019, January of 2020, March of 2020. And then I did two July photos, just so that you could see, cause my hair color did change. And I was like asking my best friend, Mary Kate, I was like, I can't have a profile cause all my pictures have my blonde hair and I have brown hair now. And she was like, yeah, I had all kinds of colored hair in my pictures. She's like, it doesn't really matter. I'm like,
yeah.
I think because I did have one guy that asked me, oh, do you have blonde hair right now or brown hair? And I was like, oh, I have brown hair because of COVID.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, the hair color matters that much because, you know, you still look like Casey no matter what color your hair is. For me, I think, you know, I have looked the same for the past 10 years for some reason.
Yeah.
So my oldest picture, I think, is from 2017, but everything else is from the past year.
Yeah. And I think if you like haven't had like a ton of changes, then I think that would be okay. I think it just depends on, you know, because it's like I've seen an old photo and then I saw the person in real life and I'm like, this is a vastly different person. It's like, yeah, I wouldn't say catfishing. I would just say just kind of fudging.
Age fishing?
Yeah. 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 It's just like, it was the person that I saw in these photos was, you know, like 30 pounds lighter, had like way more life to them than the slug that slurped up here.
Like I'm not going to post anything from like my college years, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like, I'm cuter now than I was in college, so enjoy what you got, boys. Have you had any people that you've met up with and they have, like, been vastly different from their photos?
Luckily, no, but...
That's good.
Most of my matches, we just talk, and then one or the other falls off. So
well, yeah,
there haven't been many meetups either.
I mean, that's my life too, obviously now, but in the before times, I met a lot. I had one guy who he only had two photos and it was like shoulders and up. And so whenever I like got to where I was meeting him, I really didn't know who I was looking for or what, because I only knew a face. And so whenever this guy showed up, I was like, oh no, this is for me. Because he was just hiding the fact that he was like big. He was really big. And it was just so strange because I just like was totally out of it. My profile has all kinds of pictures, like I said. And like, this was just literally two photos. So I really didn't know who was coming, and it was him. And he was just like hiding the fact that he was big. And being, you know, it's like, I'm like short and chubby. So it's like, I don't care, but don't hide it from me. Don't, you know, really present yourself as someone that's completely different than who you really are. So it's just, it's like a shock, you know, whenever you show up, like, it's like the episode of Catfish when they come out and you're like, that is not who I expected was going to open that door, Neve.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, with any profile, there is a responsibility for the person to set
to be an honest. Expectation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just, you know what you're getting whenever I roll up. I got a bear in my backpack.
you don't bring Lolly on the dates, do you?
No, not anymore.
Anymore? There was a period? Oh.
There was one time I met a guy only because he was at Magic Kingdom when I was at Magic Kingdom. So we decided to say hello. And Lolly was in my backpack and I needed to take a photo of her.
Wait, did you have Lolly with you during the Carthay rendezvous?
Oh, definitely. Where else would she be?
Outside with us, maybe? I don't know.
I know. She should have been babysat. no, she was... If I had my backpack on, she was definitely in there. That poor girl has been through a lot.
Oh, she works so hard.
I know. Yeah. But, yeah, it's like when someone sees my profile, they really can, like, see who I am. And, like... if I'm getting along with someone and they seem normal, I will, like, if they ask for, like, my Instagram, we can exchange Instagrams. How do you feel about exchanging information like that, like your Instagram? Do you tell them you have a shop?
I used to mention it on my profile. Like, I go to Disney a lot because I have a theme park shirt shop, so it kind of justifies why I go so much. But yeah, I mean, if they asked for my Instagram, I just gave them the Harbor and Ball one because that is very...
It's basically your Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your personal Instagram is boring.
Hey.
You just don't update it very much, which is like me. I don't update mine very much either.
Yeah.
Because I have 12 Instagrams, so...
And then your burner accounts and your Creepstagrams. Yeah.
And my Google phone number. I get it. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't mind, like, sharing the Instagram page, either one, really, just because I control what people see there. They can kind of get a feel for my interests, I guess, and what I look like. So, yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, there's, like, this weird line of, like, how much information I tell them before the date. You know, or before I meet them in person, because what if they're crazy? Like, you know, like, what if there's someone that it's like, oh, I shouldn't have told you this because now you know way too much about me. And if I give you any of my Instagrams, you're going to find my button business. You're going to find my podcast where I'm going to want to talk about you. You're going to you're going to find out so much about me. Like, if you really want to consume that information, some guys just don't care and they will never consume that information. But then obviously the ones that you don't want to are the ones that are like, I'm listening.
I mean, I think there's a bigger risk for you and your profiles just because you have this podcast and they know that they're potential subject matter for future episodes.
So they should be on their best behavior.
They should treat you like a lady and
like a queen.
Yeah. Bring you all the fountain, Dr. Peppers.
Mm-hmm. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Excuse me.
If you brought me a regular Dr. Pepper, I'd be so upset because I can't drink it.
Can't or won't?
I can't and won't.
Fair.
So I can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, like for me and my page, if they see it, maybe they'll buy a shirt and that would be that.
That's a good thought to have. I have had someone from Tinder buy a button from me after the fact. and they left a little note and said, it was great meeting you.
Oh, no.
It felt a little bit like getting paid.
Selling yourself for your services. Yeah.
But you know what? A sale is a sale. They got their button.
That's what matters in the end.
That's what matters, is this is all marketing. So let's go to openers on Bumble, because this is where I feel like as women we need the most guidance on, because it is up to us to do that opener. So Mike, help us. what do we say? Like, what is something that, how awful is high? It's very awful. I think it's awful.
So I think even just a general rule for me, when I like meet people, you always want to say something that prompts the other person to give you a full response back.
Yeah.
Because if you just say hi, the guy's just going to say hi.
Hi.
And then, you know, and that just kind of resets it, and it's back to you to initiate the conversation, which is the whole purpose of Bumble.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, I've gotten the hi or the how's your day. Surprisingly enough, I get a lot of you had me at dad bod.
That's cute.
And so that way I can kind of like go into some more like self-depreciating jokes. I'm like, thanks, you know, I want to thank Pizza Hut for my, you know, for being my sponsor through all this. So, you know, that at least that kind of opens it up and kind of lowers that initial wall of the first line.
Yeah. 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 So the way that I try to go about it is I try to pull something from their profile that I can riff off of. Mm-hmm. So like with yours, I think I would probably say something like, how bummed are you that Disneyland's still not open? And then you would probably be like, well, there's a pandemic. And I'd be like, I know, but like, still.
Well, you already know how negative I am, so that's not
fair. I know how negative you are. But other people don't know that, so.
I mean, in my profile, it says looking for someone to complain about stuff with, so.
Yeah. So are you really looking for someone negative?
No.
Well, then that's a terrible thing for your profile.
I mean, I won't turn it down, but
at this point, positive, negative, we'll see.
These are dark times we're in, and if someone wants to vent about it with me, come on over.
Yeah. I mean,
well, not physically over, but internet over.
Yeah. I do love someone that I can have a little bitch session with, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, openers are just really, it's really hard when they don't have anything in their profile. So I almost feel like if you don't have anything in your profile and we match. So what I like to do is on Bumble, I do not say hello right away, because there are people that just swipe right on like almost everyone on Bumble. Like, mm-hmm. I think they have limited your swipes now, but there were just people that would just swipe right on everyone, and they're basically just seeing what comes in, you know, like they're just,
yeah,
you're casting a wide net and then they'll decide. And as a woman, I think that is rude. I think you should be swiping on me if you like me.
But on the flip side, have you ever gotten a match and then you pull it up and you look at them and you're like, I would have never swiped on this person?
Yeah, only because I was like, I must have been swiping too fast.
I feel like sometimes there's kind of sneak one in there.
I feel like Bumble like just like matches people without their consent. Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have swiped on this very conservative hillbilly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not gonna mess with anyone that thinks that what's happening is okay.
Yeah.
And also guns and fish. I don't want to see either of them in a photo.
Oh, the holding a fish?
Yeah. Like someone, I matched with someone on, someone liked me on Hinge. I think he's responded. Okay. So someone liked me on Hinge and I liked him back because he has a fish in his profile. And I said, Hi, can I ask why you have a fish pic? I'm doing podcast research. He goes, hey, yeah, no worries. I go kayak fishing a lot for fun and just took a photo of that fish because I caught it while I was fishing for a different species of fish, but it strangely ate a bait that it normally doesn't eat, and it was rather big.
Wow, that was way more than I like fishing.
So much more, yeah, so much more research. And it's like, none of that is conveyed in the photo. You were looking for another species and it ate bait that normally does eat. How would I know this? How would I know this, man?
Well, I think, you know, that kind of goes hand in hand with, like, especially, you know, living in the South, you know, there are girls that like hunting and fishing and everything, and that maybe speaks to their interests, but yeah, also is a red flag for our interests.
Yeah. So. Oh my gosh. And I swear he changed fish photos. He put a different fish photo on there. Like,
when, oh, I thought he meant like he changed the fish in the photo.
No, earlier when I looked at it, it was a different photo of the fish, and now he has a different picture. This is so strange. This is so strange.
Are you going to ask him about that one?
Hold on, I'm going to ask him, did you change fish photos?
I hope it's a longer explanation for this fish.
I hope so too. He seems to really be with it.
Well, remember like 3 or 4 years ago when everyone was posing with tigers in their pictures?
I did hear about that. I mean, 3 or 4 years ago, I wasn't single, so.
Whoops.
I did hear about that, I think, but it was like, how are you getting, like, that's, I feel like now, just why would you even do that now? Because it's like, knowing like how terrible those tigers are like being taken care of.
Yeah, well, it's definitely stopped since then, but. Yeah,
did you, have a tiger photo?
No.
Mike, did you?
No, I didn't travel internationally to take a tiger photo.
Did you just have a picture with Tigger?
You know what? I don't think I've ever taken a picture with Tigger.
No? Never at Disneyland?
Oh, wait. At the Plaza Breakfast. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's like 12 characters. But he came to me. Characters. Yeah, he came to you. Yeah.
He bothered me while I was eating.
That breakfast is so good.
It is.
But it's so anxiety-inducing. Like, do I get up to go get more? Do I wait? Is a character coming? Am I going to miss a character? Are they going to come when I'm eating my food? Oh my gosh, I hate it so much. Like,
I remember the last time I went, I think it was like raining that day, so it was like a light crowd, and characters just kept coming back because they had no one else to go to.
Mm.
So like Winnie the Pooh came to our table maybe like 4 or 5 times. Like, when clearly we had like our little back and forth established by that point.
Yeah. That's,
and
like,
he kept coming over and like pointing at our food. I'm like, all right, buddy.
Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like at Garden Grill. It's like they just like keep coming by. They're like, hey, yo. Like, it's just like, hi, Chip. Hi, Dale. Yes, it's very good.
One time, Captain Hook came by our table, and he was like reaching over to shake my friend's hand, and his little frilly sleeve dipped into our food.
Oh, no.
And I think I left my body momentarily just from the horror of it. So, yeah, I get up now for all the characters because I don't want, like, you know, them touching my food.
Yeah, because it's like you're doing them a favor because you don't want them to get sticky. You don't want that fabric in your food. Luckily, it's a buffet, so you can just go get more, but still.
Yeah, you don't want to be wasteful
tables,
either.
Those tables can stack up quickly with plates and stuff. So. Yeah, I've had like a lot of ups and downs at the Plaza breakfast, because I think one time you were like, well, we could have breakfast there, and I was like, I don't want to have breakfast. It's like, I just can't do it anymore. It's, there's just too many characters, there's too much going on. I don't want to do it. It's just, there's just too many of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to go when it's like busy, so they're like distracted by other groups.
But not that busy, because then you're like, okay, of course the one that I want has not shown up yet. So Max Goof, like, please hurry up and get over here so I can leave. Did you ever have any dating pictures with characters?
Like in my profile?
Yeah.
No. I think the fact that most of my pictures are Disney are enough.
Yeah.
They don't need to see me with Mickey as well.
Yeah, but sometimes Mickey's cute.
Yeah, but I'm the star of my profile, not him.
That's true. What if you had just pictures of you and Mickey and someone replied and was like, which one are you?
I would say Mickey. I would catfish him at that point.
Yeah, obviously, yes. We would catfish. I do have one character. I used to have more characters, but I only have one character in my profile right now, and it's Donald. And it's just Donald shaking his ass.
I mean, you know, that sells. That's very...
Yeah, you know, at least one of us is. So,
yeah.
is there any advice you want to give to anyone trying to date you on an app? Like,
please let me know.
wave your hands in the air, please.
I mean, you know, I think just what we've already said, you know, we all know it's a terrible place, dating app world, where none of us want to be there. So I think, you know, as long as we all recognize that and just kind of let that wall down and have a normal conversation, I think that is a lot more helpful than trying to follow any, like, you know, rules or guides like you see on like websites or anything like that. Just kind of be yourself and know there's nothing to lose, because if it falls apart, you could always just unmatch.
Yeah. Yeah. If they're weird, unmatch. If they take too long, unmatch. If they have a bad picture, unmatch. Just keep unmatching. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, it's an app. Like, you know, you'd never have to see this person if you don't want to. So really nothing to lose. Be yourself and, you know, present yourself in your profile and see if they like you. Yeah.
Present yourself. Be real.
Yes. Be yourself.
Well, thank you, Mike. Is there anything you would like to plug?
Yeah. So like you said at the beginning, I have a shop called Harbor and Ball. So you can find me on Harbor and Ball on Instagram or Twitter. Harborandball.com. That's the address to my shop. I'm about to drop my next wave of Halloween shirts. It's my favorite time of year to design. So you can see a bunch of cool stuff on there. But yeah, if you're not already, just follow me on any social media. And thanks for having me on, Casey.
Thank you, Mike. Let's hope that in 2021, we're not single.
But if we are, we'll blame COVID.
Exactly. We can blame COVID for all of this.
Perfect.
Well, thank you, Mike. And we'll take a quick break and we'll come back for more dating stuff.
Bye, guys.
And we're back. So last episode, me and RJ read a review on Apple Podcasts about single rider podcasts and how this guy, Colin, was like, I'll volunteer for a date. And we jokingly were like, oh my gosh, let's make it happen. And so then I got a little DM in the Single Rider Podcast Instagram, and it said this: let's make this happen. Sorry, this is Colin from your podcast review. Yes, I've already listened to the episode and I'm still 100% down to make this happen. I think I wrote the review in April, not really thinking you'd call me out or be down for a date, but I was definitely more optimistic that the pandemic would be subsiding by now. I haven't had a dating app since March, since what would be the point? But I know I'm down for talking to someone if they're into the idea. Let me know. So I immediately screenshot this, send it to two group messages, said, what do I say? We're doing this, right? Do I talk to him? What do I do? I don't know. So I said, hey, Colin, oh my gosh, I loved your review. I hadn't looked at them in a while. And when I did, I was like, okay, we got to read this on the air. I'm glad I'm not alone in dating apps right now. Like, I got back on truly because I was bored and even swiping, like, what's the point? Either way, let's get that content for the pod. We could do like a virtual blind date on Zoom and I could record it and play bits of it on the pod maybe. It would basically be like an episode where you're the guest. Is that weird? Interesting? LOL, let me know. So after some back and forth, we worked out like the logistics and we're like, I guess let's do this. So we had a Zoom blind date, literally like 2 days after we messaged. So, and going into this, I knew nothing about him. I kind of looked at his profile, his like Instagram profile a little bit, but I really just knew his name. And that was it. So it was really strange and fun. Like, we ended up talking for like 2.5 hours. It was so crazy, but it was really fun talking to him. So I have compiled like 12 minutes of the date so you guys can listen in and hear what it's like to be on a date with me. How exciting is that? But, you know, obviously I just like pulled like bits and pieces of it. So hopefully this is interesting. If you like this, let me know. And yeah. Here is me and Colin's date. Okay, so I don't know anything about you. So you've told me a little bit, but so how old are you?
I'm 33 years young.
Okay. I'm 34.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
I feel like some stuff I'm going to be like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, that I didn't know. I didn't really know.
When's your birthday?
December 4th.
Mine's November 1st.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So how long were you in Florida?
For a little over 2 years. So I got there in March of 2018, and I left in June of 2020.
Oh, okay. It was fun.
I kind of like equate it to like doing a really long, like just like college program. Like, you know, like I just like, you know, just did a couple years and I'm like, all right, time to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did my time.
Yeah. I wanted to move to California, but it was just like so expensive. Like,
yeah. I was kind of really tired of having roommates.
Yeah.
And then I came out of here. I'm like, it's still kind of expensive, but.
It is kind of expensive.
Yeah. But now I feel like good. I'm in an industry that I could not focus so much about. Like, well, in 10 years, I can move up and get a job. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
A lot of people out here and some of my family have been like, oh, isn't it great? I hate California. And I'm like, I really miss it. Like, not. And I love the people here. And I don't want to like rub it in or, you know, talk down to like, this place sucks. Or you guys grew up. But yeah, I can't help it. I'm like, where's the carne asada fries?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist here.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did look around your Instagram and I saw pizza fries.
Pizza fries. They're so good.
Pretty much the Italian equivalent to carne asada fries. So
that's good. There's actually a place at Disney World that I know they mention it whenever like Disney Springs opened back up in May, but they were doing like carne asada fries. It was a place, it was like a bar called like Wine Bar George at Disney Springs, and they were doing a couple different like loaded fries, and one of them I think was carne asada, because I've heard that before. I feel like I heard it on maybe on Doughboys. They talked about carne asada fries.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, that seems like something they would talk about. Pizza fries are really good. Like, I miss Halloween because all last season, all like literally every day, or like every day that Halloween Horror Nights was happening, like I'd get out of work. I'd leave work at like 4:30. I'd drive down the street because my office was down the street from Universal. I'd drive down the street, park, get into the park before 5 o'clock. And then they like let you like hang out in like certain areas. And so, so you can like just like wander in like just like a little like area. And so there was a restaurant that was open. So I'd bring my cup, I'd get a drink, and I'd sit down and just like listen to podcasts or something for like, it'd be like an hour before like the event started. So, and then sometimes I'd like go order my pizza fries and just sit there and eat my pizza fries and wait for Horror Nights to start. And then I'd go to a house.
Sounds like a nice pregame.
Yeah.
That's my kind of pregame, you know, nice little meal podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So do you like Halloween?
Oh yeah. I love Halloween. Last year didn't really do much at all because I just moved out here. But yeah, I try to like go to like a costume party or something.
Yeah.
I enjoy like dressing up as at least something once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a like costume that you really liked that you wore?
Oh, a couple. So one I did that Ewok.
Nice.
Yeah, and I was really proud of that because I kind of made it myself. A little
yeah.
Hood. And you know who Captain Ron is? The movie Captain
yeah.
Ron?
Yeah.
I was Captain Ron. It was cool. I had like blonde, like a Thor wig. And I was like, no one got it. But
I was about to say, did anyone even know who you were?
No one. And I was like delivering pizza this year. And like people were like, okay, you're just a surfer guy, I guess.
Yeah.
but then like my bartender, he was like so stoked when he saw me. He was like, yes. Like one person got it for two. Yeah.
As long but as you get like one person get it. Like that kind mm-hmm. of, you know, as long as someone gets it. Because it is really frustrating when people are like, oh, so you're blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, I'm not that.
Yeah, or they're like, I thought you were just dressing weird because you're weird. You know, you usually dress weird. I thought, I'm like, no, I'm Back to the Future, Marty McFly. Can't you tell? Okay. What costumes did you like in your past?
Did you see Moana?
Oh, yeah, just recently.
Loved okay. It. I was Sharkhead Maui. Like, when he turns half into a shark, half like, so I had, like, the, like, shark, the top, like part of the shark costume on, and then I had like a grass skirt and like his like stick thing.
Oh, that's cool. Oh yeah, hook. The hook.
Yeah,
the hook.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that
oh, that's
one
a good
was,
idea.
Yeah, that one was like so many people loved it. Like I went and like I went to the Halloween party obviously at Magic Kingdom and like I went and like met Moana and she loved it.
What if this is like where I come out as like I'm super conspiracy theorist guy?
That'd be amazing.
9/11 was an inside job.
Just think, this is all recorded. I can edit this however I want. Okay, I'm going to ask you another one of my other questions that I have. Who's your favorite fast food mascot?
Fast food mascot?
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of going to have to go with the chicken from El Pollo Loco.
Yeah.
I'm an El Pollo Loco fan. I love Pollo. This is my place.
Would Bucky be considered, I guess like a gas station isn't fast food. So he's like kind of in his own little world.
Yeah.
It also, how do you feel about Bucky's?
Well, I feel like you when you said that, I'm like, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. You're like, Bucky. And I'm like, yeah, I know who Bucky is.
You don't know Bucky?
What's a Bucky?
How have you not driven past the giant gas station called Bucky's? They're in Houston.
It's I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really new to Houston. Like, brand spanking new.
Yeah, but like, even like driving from Dallas, you would have seen it. It's like, it's a giant gas station. They have like 100 gas pumps. I wish I had my Bucky's cup is in my car.
you have merchandise?
Yeah. He has a whole line of merchandise.
Oh, damn.
So Bucky has like shirts. There is like a walk around character. I met Santa Bucky at Christmas last year.
It's a beaver?
Yeah, it's a beaver named Bucky.
That sounds adorable.
He is adorable. Maybe I can like share my screen and you can see all of the fun. Let's see, share screen.
Okay, for the listeners at home, she's showing me lots of porn on her screen. I'm like, why are you showing me this?
Can you see my screen now?
I don't recognize this guy.
Oh my
gosh. He is adorable. This is amazing.
So this is Bucky's.
I can't say that I've ever seen this guy. Sorry to this man.
Like literally get on your phone and look up Bucky's. There's probably like one like 10 miles away. I kid you not.
10 miles away? Maybe.
There's one at least in 30 miles from you.
Everything's 10 miles away from me because I'm like, where's the nearest Pollo Loco? And it's like, there's three of them 10 miles away.
I'm looking at Bucky's in Houston.
Yeah, 8 miles away. Everything's 10 miles.
You have to go. You have to go.
Richmond.
You got to do it.
I'll go. And I'm like, I'm here to see Bucky. And they're like, that's not how this works. Sir, you have to wear a mask. And I'm just like, and I start just
and you're
like
just like screaming.
Just start throwing stuff off the wall.
My one goal in life is to go to every Disney park. So I've only been to Florida and California. Uh-huh. So I need to go to Shanghai, Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Paris.
Yeah. I pretty much like have decided like, I like wanted to go to Tokyo so bad
that
I need to find like someone who like would be down for that, you know, like I can't be like, well, if I, you know, my next serious girlfriend, like she's not down for it, then okay, like I'd be like, no, this is like a, you know,
you gotta like, yeah, like yeah,
that would was... be open to the idea, you know.
So how did you find my podcast?
It's a good question. How did I find your podcast?
Because like, are you in the like Podcast The Ride group?
No. I do listen to Podcast The Ride, and I was like really into Podcast The Ride when I think I found your podcast.
Yeah.
Anything on Twitter? I mean, snoop like, around Twitter a lot. Maybe I saw it on something. Like,
lurking on Twitter. I mean, like I post on Twitter, but I don't know. I mean, because like how long have you been, like when did you first listen to it?
I was like right around the start of the pandemic.
Okay.
And I want to say maybe I was probably searching for maybe like something specific. I was working a lot listening to your stuff, just going through episodes, telling my friends about it. I think I was just listening to like a lot of Disney episodes like that month.
2 hours later.
I feel like I need to go. So
I was going to say, I don't want to keep you, make you late. I shook my watch upside down. But yeah. Yeah, very fun.
It's fun. Yeah. Yeah. I know my beer got warm. I didn't drink it in time.
On soldier.
But yeah, I mean, like, do you, like, should we, like, exchange numbers?
Yeah.
instead of Instagram DMs.
Yeah, I don't even have my notification on Instagram too. I don't know why.
I don't have my notifications on either. I never keep them on.
Yeah, we'll do
that's
it again.
That's good, right? I mean, like this is a good. Well. Okay, yeah. I think we did good.
You showed me some very disturbing images on your screen. Besides no! that,
they were all. You're lying. They were all good. I showed you so much Bucky. You have to go to Bucky's now.
That's amazing. Will you
promise me that you'll go?
I might make a special trip. I'll do El Pollo Loco and Bucky's. I'll be like, I'll make it a day.
Make it a day.
Yeah.
You gotta
do it. I'll bring merch back to prove it.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Colin.
Great to you.
Yeah, and I guess we can text.
Yeah, you'll be hearing from me.
All right.
Shortly. Good talking with you.
You too. Bye. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And you can find us on wherever you listen to podcasts. So if that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, just wherever, make sure you're subscribed so that you always get the latest episodes. And if you haven't already, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate the podcast and leave me a fun review. Today's review comes from Layla F and it says, I can't get enough of the Single Rider podcast. Not only is Casey a great storyteller, but she also has the best voice. She makes her listeners feel like her best friends. Thank you so much. That's so nice. So thank you so much. And you can keep up with the show by following the podcast on Instagram at Single Rider Podcast and on Twitter at Single Rider Pod. If you have a theme park dating story and you're comfortable with me maybe reading it aloud, you know, go ahead and email it to me at singleriderpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also support the show by purchasing my buttons at parkboundbuttons.com. And I just made a coupon code, singlerider, one word. Put that in at checkout. You'll get 20% off your order. And I will send you a Single Rider Podcast mini button. It's so cute. So, go ahead and use that coupon in the shop, get you some buttons, and I will have some new items soon that aren't buttons. Very exciting. So, thank you again for listening, and today's cheesy pickup line is kind of like a joke, too. So, knock, knock. Who's there? Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda who? Baby Yoda, one for me. That's so dumb. All right, well, thanks for listening. Bye!
A podcast.
podcast on Not A Bit Network. Find us on Instagram at Not A Bit Network for our other shows.
Are we the authority on this or just the most experienced with it?
I mean, we have experience with it. So
our failures are experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's our opinion. It's good to have some opinions.